the 11th day of the Omer, the Kinyan Torah of Pilpul HaTalmidim, and the Sphere of Netzach Shebegvura. The Medrash Shmuel tells us that Pilpul is about being exacting in one's learning, i.e. plunging the depths of the sugya. The Tiferes Yisrael in the Yachin Ospe quotes a story about Matia Daf Petadam and Alf about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how they were harusas, and then Reish Lakish died, and Rabbi Yochanan was so distraught that they brought Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, his other main talmid, to try to comfort him. And anytime Rabbi Yochanan would say something, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas would say, "Oh, there's a price that supports what Rabbi's saying." Rabbi Yochanan's like, "I already know that. But when I would say something, Reish Lakish would ask 24 kashas on what I said, and I would retort 24 answers. And through that, as the Gemara says, the Memela Rav Hashmaitza, that the learning would just gain. There would be such a rise in the quality and the quantity of the learning. And this is probably a more literal manifestation of what we saw yesterday in the Rambam of O Harusa, O Misusa. Quite literally here, without his Harusa, Rabbi Yochanan ultimately died of depression. The Kinyan Torah of Pilpul HaTalmidim on the surface seems to be geared more towards the Rebbe than the Talmid, and the Pilpul HaTalmidim helps the Rebbe learn the sugya better, understand the sugya better through the Pilpul HaTalmidim. That's why the Gemara in Tainus ends that famous statement, Harbe Limati Mei Rabosai V'chaver Yoser Mei Rabosai Mitalmida Yoser Mikulam, that you learn through the Talmidim as well. But it's a Kinyan for us, the Talmidim as well, as everything in the Mishnah up until now was as well. The Lashon of Talmud, as opposed to yesterday, when he said Dikta Chaverim, shows that there is a subservience, that just as the Talmud is Meshubed to the Rebbe, so too the Talmud has to be Meshubed to the system of the Torah. Rav Shechter often quotes that Rechaim would tell his sons, the Briskarov and Moshe Salvechik, that they dare not say Svara before learning all of Gemara with Rashi, meaning there's something about knowing the system as a whole, and you can't try to put your own input in the system without getting a better understanding of the bigger picture. To bring it to today's sphere of Netzach Shebegvura, eternity within restraint, by going through the Pilpul and the Torah, we show that there's depth to what we're doing, which is why we have our religion is predicated on Talmud Torah. We've been able to do it for so many generations just because it's so deep. It's not just a superficial limud. However, the restraint, as we've been talking about the Gevura, is that the Pilpul has to be done within the confines of the system. Perhaps a great raya to this is the Gemara, famous Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, the story of Lo Bashamayimi, Nir Rabbi Elazar, and the Chacham had a machlokes about Tuma, status of a certain oven, and Rabbi Elazar tried to win over the Chachamim with his logic, and it didn't work, so he tried to win them over with miracles. And he even brought a baskol, a voice from Shemayim, to say that he was right, and that he was always right. Yet Rabbi Yeshua, representing the Chachamim, famously gets up and says, Lo b'Shemayim he, that once the Torah was given to Moshe ben Har Sinai, is no longer in the heavens, and the Torah says, Achai Rabim Lahato, since Rabbi Elazar was against the Rov, then we paskin like the Rov, because that's what the Torah tells us. So after Rabbi Yeshua told off the Baskol, Reb Nosson found Eliyahu HaNavi, and he asked him what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing at that time. Eliyahu HaNavi answered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaviyachol smiling, and saying, Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai, my sons, you have defeated me. My sons, you have defeated me. The Maharetz Chayes comments on this Gemara that Netzach also means eternity, as we've been saying. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is that by keeping to the system of Torah and showing that the Torah doesn't bend over backwards for anyone or anything, or we stick to the Torah no matter what, we have made God and his system eternal. That by showing the legitimacy of the Torah, we have really, God in a sense may have lost, but he won, because we're now showing the importance of Torah and its ability to withstand all situations.